Welcome to Speak in Flow, the podcast that helps leaders like you unlock the power of your voice, achieve maximum potential and flow through exceptional communication. I'm your host, Melinda Lee, and I am passionate about helping company leaders and their teams master public speaking, pitching with impact, and stepping into their full leadership potential. Thanks for tuning in to the Speak in Flow podcast, which is the top 10% of podcasts worldwide. When you stick around until the end, I have an exclusive gift just for listeners only, something that will immediately help you and your team up-level your communication. Let's dive in. Welcome, dear listeners, to the Speak in Flow podcast, where we give you unique strategies and tips to help you speak with more confidence, clarity, and lead so that you can achieve measurable growth in your business. Today, I have an unstoppable leader. She's a doctor who helps middle-aged women become unstoppable because of her own unique story of burnout. She's realized the gap in our medical system. So she's created an Unstoppable Women's Academy to help them feel confident, connected, and help them to gain control of their health. Today, I'm so pleased to have Dr. Jose here. Hi, Dr. Jose.
Melinda, it's so nice to be here with you. Thank you so much for having me on my very first podcast. This is a very exciting day and another great platform to inspire women, unstoppable women, to be even more unstoppable and communities around. So thank you.
Oh my gosh. I love it. And I'm so glad we're lucky to have you because you're full of wealth and knowledge. And can you share to give the audience some more context about what do you do and what are you excited about with working with your clients?
Yeah, so I am a doctor and I help mostly middle-aged women become more unstoppable in midlife, particularly when we start noticing shifts in our bodies, right? And so just helping get tools, strategies, and again, for women to regain that confidence, connect with themselves, and feel more connected and really that control over their health. Develop lifelong tools. It's not like a quick fix, right? We're developing these tools, clarity on what their body needs to thrive, and so that they continue to be even more unstoppable in midlife and beyond.
Yeah, because when we think about being in midlife, we don't think about it's unstoppable. And the majority of us, the reality is the majority of women and professionals in the workplace are stressed. They're anxious, they're overworked. And so you have a story about that. Can you share that with the audience?
Yes. And there are so many stories I could share with so many women, but it has all started with my own journey as an MD training in the Western medicine world, working as a hospitalist, right? A lot of night shifts, 60, 80 hours a week. And just this idea of you don't need sleep. Like you can work 24, 48 hours, like work harder. We got to, you know, keep on going. And so over time, well, you only have so much energy, right? So I was starting to physically get burnt out. But also I think a big part of it was I realized that I wasn't really, this is not the way I wanted to heal, right? There's a lot of people coming back over and over again with the same symptoms, fatigue. And it seems like we were putting like band-aid solutions. We weren't really getting to the underlying cause. And so they continued to return. And then I wasn't giving them the right tools for long standing healing to get better. So I was getting burnt out from that. Mm-hmm. And in that world of, it's a program that we learn, right? Like even within my family, it's like you work hard, you know, that's a sign of success. And so that programming stays with you. And then over time, I was physically starting to get more anxiety, like approaching my 40s as well, and starting to see shifts in my own body, bloating, I started having even skin changes, like more acne. A lot of it was mood for me and digestive changes. And so I would go see my family doctor. I'd got all the tests. Everything looked normal, but it really wasn't explaining why I felt so fatigued. And even my brain, like my ability to focus, concentrate, that was having changes. And I realized at that point that I wasn't, I mean, I had been to school for like years. I'm talking 12 years or more. Plus realizing the gaps there with not getting that support from that I was looking for, maybe not feeling listened to or validated and just not having the answers. So that's when I went looking for solutions. And I asked colleagues around and discovered the world of functional medicine, which completely changed my life. And that, for those who aren't aware of what that is, it's more of like a system approach to a problem. In Western medicine, they silo a lot of, like, there is a heart doctor, a lung doctor, a brain doctor. But functional medicine looks at it more in a holistic approach. So they're all connected. And we really look at what is driving the burnout, like what is driving this imbalance and these symptoms? What's the root cause? So then I started applying these things to me. And that's a lot of it is around food, adding movement, discovering the power of breath and connection, and started seeing positive shifts in my body. And I did not turn back. I've built so much physically, and I feel much more unstoppable now than, several years ago. And that inspired me to develop, my business, starting my own business. I walked away from a really well-paying job that was well recognized and, took some risks that way. But because I was more in flow and more in tune with my life's purpose and my mission, and getting results from these things that I had never learned before, and I was like super inspired to continue my mission. So I started the business, and now seeing all these amazing women, and it's been so rewarding. I'm
Yeah.
not seeing them at the end of the journey where they're, getting to the point of burnout, which is harder to come back from, where the d disease states have set in, they're on medication. Let's get them before. That's why I like that midlife, like working a little bit earlier with women.
What are the signs like before? So you worked with the different stages, it sounds like what you've worked with them when they're already needing medication and prescriptions, and you're like, I don't want to work with them, let's get them before. So what are the signs? Are there signs and symptoms? I'm sure there's a lot of different symptoms, but is there a way that someone could tell? Because I'm sure because the women, especially, are professionals that are on the track, they're constantly, they have that programming of I gotta keep working. What are some questions that we can ask ourselves?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think there have been studies showing that in there's two ages in life where we see accelerated aging just because of physically things changing in your body, hormones are changing. So the 40s, late 30s, there's definitely a lot of changes happening, particularly with perimenopause, menopause. So you have the cortisol rate rising, right? So a lot of women will start feeling more anxiety or short fuse. And more overwhelm, maybe in things that they used to, some of their works, the things that they
Everything
used to
else has
do.
stayed the same, but because hormones have changed, then they're just more elevated in terms of emotion, anger, overwhelm. It's just.
And think of it, right? I think a lot of women in midlife, they're professionals. Many women I work with are professionals. They're juggling their jobs, their families. They have aging parents, so there's more responsibility there. The kids are still in all these activities. Like there's way more that they're juggling compared to before. So that also contributes to shifts in their bodies and adding more stress. And so now it's working on building more of that resilience and giving them more tools to overcome that. But I think, yeah, the mood, sleep disturbances is a big one. So the 2 to 4 a.m. wake-ups where women are like, I fall asleep okay, but I keep waking up between 2 and 4. And a lot of that is cortisol driven, like related to stress and blood sugar regulation. So it could be from food or just emotional stress, lack of movement, environmental stress. Like there's so many factors. That's a big one, the sleep. And I think weight gain. So many women in midlife, we start seeing more difficulty with blood sugar regulation. So there's shifts in metabolism. And so you start getting that, we call it Canadian Tire in Canada. I've heard that said, which I didn't love the term at first, but it does stick. But that the midsection weight gain. And women are like, what the heck? I've never had, like, I started having weight gain there. I never had issues with that. So there's shifts in fat distribution, which can really, I mean, we all want to look good, right? It kind of starts impacting your confidence. So that's a big one is, and the other I think would be fatigue. So just you get home from work, you just want to lay on the couch. Like you have no energy to go for a walk or connect with your husband, or it's like you're feeling more drained and tired all the time. Like I remember my husband being like, you just told me you're tired like 40 times today. You know, like it's just like, I'm tired. I feel so this sense of low energy. And it's a great question because I think we're all different humans.
But I hear them. I hear all every single one of those symptoms. I hear my girlfriends. I hear all of us. We're just at the age.
Yeah.
We're talking about that. So what do you think that, yeah, what do you think we need to do?
So, and I think part of, well, I don't know if it's Western medicine or just human beings. We think like one problem, one solution.
Yeah.
But what I like to do is really leverage on all the different aspects of
I love it.
life and then make them all work towards improving energy and metabolism. So it's like really getting the foundation and knowing,
Everybody, some people might be really okay with sleep, or some people might be better off with nutrition versus sleep. So it's like, where can you like understanding the whole piece, all how it works together, and what are the specific leverage points? Is that what you're saying to improve on to yeah.
Correct. And getting to know, and that's what I really, the foundations of what I'm trying to build, because Western medicine, the way it's built, there's not a lot of time. People feel rushed,
Yeah.
not listened to, and you know, so it's
And
and
they're separate, like you said. Okay, you go there and you go there. You go to the heart, you go to the kidney, you go to the psychiatrist. All the
I had a lady in that I saw, she was a middle-aged, and she was starting to have more anxiety and then joint pains and a lot of fatigue. So she had been referred to like the rheumatologist, the neurologist, the heart doctor, because she was having palpitations. And it's not to excuse that everything's on, we're not just going to say it's perimenopause, but just to give her
Why not?
some,
I want to do that.
but give her some, like, say, you know what? I think you're middle age. Like, all of these things are happening with estrogen, progesterone, these shifts in hormones. A lot of women can actually experience these palpitations and the, but let's make sure that there's nothing wrong. Like, we'll get some tests. But just allowing them, instead of, you know, you're going through all these tests and seeing all these specialists, like, that creates a lot of anxiety too. Instead of having one human that can, like, put it all together and being like, okay, this could be happening, and really giving people control back, like back the control, and taking science and just making it easy to understand. Like simple, let's build it in step by step in people's day to day. Because it's sometimes it's just small tweaks. And like you said, assessing whether or not they need more support with the food. Is it the sleep that's the issue? Is it more of the cortisol, which for most of us, stress is a big one, changing our mindset and doing more of that work. And we often compare ourselves to others, right, on their journey, particularly perimenopause, menopause, but we're all very different in the way we experience it. Like some people have hot flashes and night sweats, and others have more aches and like muscle pains, and others is brain fog.
I hear a lot of this. And so what do you think, how can we as leaders, so I'm always, my husband's amazing. He's like, you could be who you want. You know, just if you need to rage out, go ahead and do that. I'm like, but I'm mindful about myself as a leader and with both work and also personally. Like if I'm going through all of these different symptoms and emotions, how can I communicate as the leader? Like obviously I mean, I can always like you said earlier, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I don't want to sound like a broken record. Like, what are the things that a mindful leader can do for ourselves to communicate, get what we want, and also be mindful of the people that are around us because they're also probably going through it with us, especially the people that are close with us.
100%. This is why I love working with women,
Yeah.
because they inspire through their own transformations. Like, I've seen women working together after a few months. It's like, oh, their skin complexion's better, their energy's better, they're releasing weight. And then women are like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But it's like pretty, then they start sharing and they inspire their families. The kids are asking for more vegetables. Win. The husbands are following along and getting transformed, the communities. So it's really having bigger impact on developing happier, more connected communities, right? And healthier. And so I think it all starts with number one, a lot of women give so much, right? Where we have the kids, we're give, and we often forget ourselves in the equation. So it's a lot of women I work with, they say it's time for me. Like, my kids are a little bit older now. Like, I'm noticing shifts in my body. It's time now for me to like fill my cup and like really take control of my health. And so then we really start with, okay, let's look at your food. Let's look at what you're putting in your body. Food is medicine. And a lot of us, like, the world goes completely against a lot of food as medicine, right? The fast options, the ultra processed foods, that is extremely disruptive to hormones. And so that's a very powerful opportunity there. So I do a lot of work with food as medicine and just trying to realize the magic of giving your body those right ingredients, because that's what's building your bones and your brain, and all of the cells are all made from those. So that's a big one. And then I think also rest. Like, a lot of us are go, 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 right? We're always like on run, and we have all, like, I'm very much task, 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 and just building in, again, rediscovering the power of your breath. And that's one thing that I really bring into a lot of my groups. I do a lot of one-to-one, and I also have created groups for that sense of community, connection, because a lot of women don't have people around them necessarily that believe in them and that are growth-minded. And so to allow access to that, surround yourself with people who believe in you, because then they make you feel unstoppable and they keep you moving forward. But that's one big thing. So connection and then breath. Your breath is free, right? You can access it anywhere you go. And it has instant impact on your physiology. And so a great party trick, like, if you want to say, hey kids, mom can make her heart rate, reduce her heart rate and blood pressure just by the power of her breath. And so one of my favorites is inhale for 4 seconds through your nose, and then you hold it for 7 seconds, and you exhale for 8 seconds. And that prolonged exhalation, it really activates the calming part of your nervous system and allows for just instant calmness. So if you're feeling overwhelmed in your day-to-day, stressed, anxious, just take like 5 repetitions of this breath, and you'll notice your heart rate will release, and you'll just notice a sense of calmness. So that's another piece that's, I think, for many women, it's really building in ways to calm the nervous system in this chaotic world.
With intention, right? What would you say to a woman who right now would say, I don't know if, so they might say, I don't know if I have time for this. I don't know if I have the money for this. Like, what would you say, like, to those?
Yeah, I think I always ask about what would get in the way of these things, just to get a sense. A lot of people are fearful of not being able to complete the program, or they won't have enough time. But then you can explore that further, and what's the cost of inaction, really? If you're finding ways to have more energy, more focus and concentration, you'll be more efficient at what you are doing, and so in the long run, you will actually save time. I think any new thing that you're starting, so the first week's always the hardest with any new type of patterns. It requires more focus, more energy. But the reality is, after a week, women are like, man, this is easy. Like, if you would have told me how easy this would have been, I would have done this years ago. And then you get into this routine of making it more automatic. So it's always that people feel like it's a bigger time and energy commitment initially, but I think after even just a few weeks, it becomes more automatic. And then again, why I created the Academy is to like keep people continuing to, I call myself the chief reminding officer, right? Are we doing the foundations? Human beings forget really quickly, but continuing on these building in these new upgraded lifestyles and new patterns to keep going. And value of our health, I mean, financially, many women come to me, they've tried like some hundreds of diets. Like many of us have tried hundreds of diets. Like there's overwhelm with, why am I even doing this? It worked for like 2 days and then I couldn't stick to it. They've seen all the specialists, they've spent thousands on supplements. And so it's like really getting the idea of, this is the last step of the last solution, the last, let's try a different approach. And what better investment than investing in your own health, right? For your future self will thank you once you start noticing shifts in your body, improving your energy, and even your labs. Like a lot of women will start noticing more higher cholesterol, blood pressure, these things start creeping up, blood sugar in middle age. So a lot of it is like, where are you at? And let's show ourselves evidence in the next year. Retest. We're getting, are we getting improvements? Are you, to me, that's the best investment you could ever make.
Yeah,
Feel
no,
like
I agree. Getting that customized support without having to go to all the different experts. And usually as women, we're going to be the first to criticize like something new or something, put up resistance. But then as soon as we can overcome that resistance and going into like a rhythm, you're going to get into a flow of your health, right? Getting into that connection, a community of people, an expert like Jose to help you to walk through all the parts of your well-being and health. And I think that that's beautiful. I think it's so important. And yeah, there's no, it's priceless.
yeah, and the feeling of empowerment, like a lot of women be like, okay, because they start getting clarity on what their body needs for fuel, how much rest they need to build in, how's the sleep quality, all these things, and eventually, they're building a new upgraded lifestyle. Like now you have a toolbox. It doesn't mean you're going to use it 100% of the time. Like let's be real, we're human beings. We're going to fall off, and so that's another thing I try to, it's not going to be perfect, but if you're doing it,
Beginning,
most
yeah, in the
time.
beginning, yeah, most of the time, I think like now my journey, I had so many roadblocks and bumps along the way, but I think now I'm just like at this moment of I just want to take care of myself, so it's like all the choices become easier. But in the beginning, it's a up and down, but then just keep at it, and then you just get to the point where your body is like knows what you want to eat, knows what it likes, knows what makes it feel good, yeah.
And then the beauty is my body's changing as I continue on this journey. And so are my clients. So it's always
All
finding
three together.
being curious, always finding new tips and hacks and how can we be even more unstoppable?
I
Sometimes I
agree.
have to remind
A
myself,
lot of
like,
things that are out
take a
there were
breath.
like studied by men or whoever, right? So it's
Yeah.
not like specific for women our age.
No, this is a very exciting time. There's a lot more studies happening now with women, particularly perimenopause, menopause state, and just awareness of like what is happening in your body. And so you're not freaking out thinking, that it's not normal. Because a lot of it too in the brain, like it's pretty dramatic what we can see with like memory changes, and then your ability to function at work, right? Concentration, focus. That's a lot of it has to do with like estrogen dips and progesterone. You start losing the ability to use up a lot more energy in your brain. And so I think just creating awareness and then hope and being like, it's okay. Like there's tons of tools. These are the things we'll work on. Your body's recalibrating. And your body's amazing. It has everything you have everything you need to heal. We just need to give it the right ingredients, right, for it to find that balance and again, so.
Okay, here we go. So the last question I have is, we've learned so much today. Out of everything that you want the audience to remember, what is a one takeaway?
Well, the one takeaway that I often add with my clients is called the Mary Poppins phenomenon. And so it means to try to put a little joy and fun in everything you do, because then it doesn't seem like work anymore, right? And healing doesn't have to be heavy all the time, right? Yes, they're difficult, hard things, but adding a little bit of like lightness, laughter, and music is what I like to remind us, because it changes our state, right? Allows us to flow better and be more in the moment. And that's actually where healing happens too, where your nervous system is in a state of calm and joy. It feels safe. That's where the magic happens. So
Ooh, I like
let's
that.
we need to have a little bit more fun.
I like that.
Yeah, and a lot of women I'll ask, like, what do you like to do for fun? And they don't really know anymore, right? They've kind of lost that. So it's a great to be like, okay, sometimes you just have to like put yourself in situations where maybe you won't think it's fun, but then you kind of go with it and then you start having fun and then like dancing again. But that's really can be really powerful.
It is so
So
powerful, and that's I've never really, really that really sank with me and hit home. That is where healing happens, and it's when you're relaxed and having fun.
yes.
It's like in the middle of all these other like diets and things like that, I put so much pressure on before I put so much pressure on myself. Like, how am I gonna heal or lose weight if I have all this pressure to do it? So no, yeah, it has to be the like relax, Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins phenomenon.
Mary Poppins phenomenon. I love it. Oh God, so good.
Yeah.
So good. Well, thank you, Dr. Jose. That was amazing. I learned so much. And how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so I have my website, so it's drjose.com, and also on Instagram and Facebook, they can find me there. And I'm always offering webinars, so every few weeks, particularly right now, I'm doing a hormone renewal series, so we can learn about hormones, how it's impacting your brain, your vascular system, cardiovascular health. So yeah, so check it out, stay tuned, and I would love to see it, have many of your women join me for a webinar, or just get on a call and let's get more women to be even more unstoppable while having fun.
Yes. You can see that Dr. Jose knows her stuff. She also cares, and she's all about just helping you to heal in a fun way. So let's get unstoppable. All the women, reach out to Dr. Jose, just to connect. Get your control back in your health and in your life so you can do what it is that you want to do. Become unstoppable.
I love it.
Thank you
Melinda,
so
thank
much.
you for everything that you do. You
Thank
are
you.
unstoppable in my world. So I'm
Thank
continuing
you.
excited
Yeah,
for
let's
this
do
journey
this.
together.
Do this together. Yay.
Woohoo!
Thank you. Much love.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Melinda.
That's a wrap on today's Speak and Flow podcast. I hope that you gained valuable insights to help you communicate with more clarity, connection, and confidence. Before you go, let me ask you this. Can your team communicate your founder story in a way that strengthens relationships and builds your company brand? If not, I've got a tool for you. Introducing, it's an AI founder story creator. This is a tool to help you craft a compelling story instantly that you can share with your team, and therefore your team can share with lots of people, building your brand. Grab this tool. In addition to creating immediately your founder story, you're also going to get one-on-one coaching with me so that we can continue to refine the story so that it's in alignment with your company messaging. Click on the link in the show notes, grab it today, and until next time, keep leading with confidence and courage.